Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Niall. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, because we spoke a lot. I'm not gonna do too much on flags because I've done quite a lot over the last week or so because people are very much divided as to whether it's acceptable for 50, 60, 70 flags to go up on poles all over, say, for instance, the Lock, as an example. Your thoughts?
Well, quite frankly, I mean, when you look at the history of Cork, it was dubbed the Rebel County. A lot of great men came from Cork. Terence McSweeney, the Hale brothers, Michael Collins probably being the most famous. And when you look at them and what they fought for the freedom to put up that flag as well, you know. I mean, when you look at Michael Collins, Michael Collins was best friends with Joe Plunkett. He had fought in the Rising, you know. The Rising, one of the first things they did, especially when it comes to Jacob's Biscuit Factory, when that was the outpost taken by Thomas McDonagh, one of the first things they did was rise up the tricolour.
Yep.
Now, how would Collins feel about it being taken down now? And I want to remind people that the second they took Jacob's Biscuit Factory back, the first thing they did was take the tricolour down, just as what's happening in Cork now.
You'd make a comparison, would you, between the 1916 Rising and the Rising of the Tricolour, and 60 or 70 tricolours appearing on poles all over the Lock and Ballyfihan and Toker areas?
In some ways, I would. I mean, I actually would.
Yeah, yeah. Because some would say that it's inflammatory.
But how is it inflammatory to fly our own flag in our own country, especially in a county that has such significant history?
No, I know that, but that there is a different message in 60 or 70 of them going up along the lines of perhaps Ireland for the Irish.
What's the message? But hold on, a lot of our leaders had held that view of Ireland being for the Irish. I mean, a lot of the left now want to use James Connolly as their martyr and all that, but a lot of the left don't realise that James Connolly's first major essay released in October 1896 was titled Ireland for the Irish, and it was Padraig Pearse who said nothing that has happened.
But you're kind of misinterpreting that though. Ireland for the Irish then would have been we want the country back from the British and we want their domination to come to an end and we want self-rule and we want to have our own sovereignty.
Well, hold on. We can use James Connolly's other quote where he wanted a government ran by Irish people and a country ran by Irish people. But right now we seem to be receiving a lot of orders from Brussels, from the European Union.
Yeah,
how would they feel about that?
Yeah, yeah. So you don't in any way have an issue with dozens and dozens and dozens of flags. You're saying that's just what? An act of pride in Ireland, yeah?
Yes, I would see it as that. I mean, it's our own country's flag.
Yeah, but that would involve singular flags on flagpoles, not numerous ones appearing overnight.
But what's the problem with them going up? That's the thing. I mean, we're in Ireland. We're in a county with such significant history. There should be flags going everywhere. You shouldn't be able to go 5 metres without seeing a tricolour flag. We have to remind people. You know, when you look at it, Niall, a lot of people have forgotten our history. I mean, where I'm from, I didn't know that the bridge in my town was used as a blockade during the Civil War.
And where are we talking about? Where are you from?
I'm from Kildare myself.
Okay, yeah.
So when you go around, you see so much of our history is forgotten. So many people don't know it, that it's important to bring that pride back to the country, to bring that love of Ireland that used to be held by so many great men. I mean, it's gone at this stage.
And what do you think those great men that you listed off quite eloquently, in fairness to you, you know your history, would make of Ireland in 2026?
I think they'd be wondering what they fought for and what they gave their lives for.
Why?
Well, I'm 17 years old, Niall, and I don't have a future in my own country. I mean, why should I have to compete for housing? Why should I have to compete for jobs? I mean, at the state of Ireland now, I have to emigrate. That's not what they wanted. They wanted the Irish youth to be able to have a future in the country that they gave their lives for. Mm. When they see all these young people emigrating off to places like Australia, America, all these places, they'd be disgusted.
Mm. Do you believe that you're 17? I wasn't aware. Fair play. Do you believe that that will be your future then, immigration?
No, because I'll always stay in Ireland, you know. I'll always have this love for my country. I'll always have this pride for my country that I said it before. I mean, I'm a part of a political party. I'm a political advocate. And I said it before in a video up in Dublin that I'm never going to leave this country. I love this country to bits, that I don't care if I'm homeless. I don't care if I'm on the streets living in my car. Ireland is going to be where I am.
What party is that?
Ireland First, ran by Anthony Casey.
Okay, okay. And the message of Ireland First then, is that along the lines of Ireland for the Irish or what?
Well, I mean, we're in Ireland. I mean, when we go to China, it should be China first. If we go to America, America first. If we go to Ireland, it should be Ireland first. Wouldn't you agree, Niall?
I'm not quite sure what you mean by Ireland first, you see. That's the thing.
Well, I mean, I think we need to stop with all this foreign interference.
What's foreign interference? Is that the European Union, or have you issues with it, or is it issues
Ukraine,
with immigration?
We're donating a lot of money to Ukraine, yet we're in the middle of a housing crisis.
Yeah.
I mean, shouldn't you think that with the amount of people we're importing in, we should actually be building more houses? But instead, we're sending, what was it, 80 billion off to Ukraine?
It's probably 80 billion, did you say?
Not 80 billion, 80 million maybe.
I think it's a lot higher than that. I think you could add a lot more to it than that. But yeah, I mean, that's a fact. We do help very much in overseas situations, including Ukraine and different countries like that. Do you also have an issue, say, for instance, with the perhaps, you know, hundreds and hundreds of millions that's being used to process people who ultimately find that their application is refused?
In Ireland here?
Yeah.
I do have a problem with how much money we're putting into it. I mean, I did a video recently on how much it costs to deport 33 people. And I believe the number, now I could be wrong here, I believe it was €210,000 just to deport 33 people. I mean, do you not see a problem with that as well? We're costing way too much money with this.
And what about people who come in from overseas through the official channels or with paperwork
illegally
and want to work here and rear a family?
Well, when it comes to legally, I believe there needs to be certain rules set to it, and there needs to be certain quotas, all that. You know, we can't just have a Cade Mila Falcha, come one, come all. We need to have certain guidelines and rules when it comes to that.
Okay, okay. So you're very active for such a young man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. And what is your plan? Are you doing Leaving Cert? Have you finished secondary school? Where are you at?
I'm actually in work. I've went out on my break. My boss was kind enough to let me on my break early. But no, I'm 100% going into politics. I mean, I have the full intention to run for the local elections during the next one. And then after that, onto the general election, hopefully.
Okay. Okay. In Kildare?
Kildare, yes. I'm already as well. I'm the co-leader of the youth wing of Ireland First also.
Okay.
So I'm trying my best.
Okay. Nice to catch up with you.
Thank you very much, Niall. You know, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
You're not
listening,
like most of the radio presenters.
Oh, God. I don't know. Is that a compliment or a curse?
That is actually a compliment, I have to say.
Everybody deserves a voice, but, you know, you have to have checks and balances. But everybody deserves a voice, including you. And it's good to catch up with you, Aaron. Best of luck to you. Take care.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely day now.
You too. Text 0868104106. Pick up the phone on 0818104106. A lot of different texts and lots of different topics of conversation this morning, which we'll catch up on after 10. Text 0868104106. Pick up the phone on 0818104106. Back after 10.